Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our program. And before we start, I want to wish Suzanne a happy and a speedy recovery. She was taken to the hospital today. And I haven't heard about her condition, but we'll keep on top of that and try to keep you posted. So we don't have our phones tonight, and we don't have a co-host. All right, so but we're on the air, and our show tonight in honor of Black History Month, we're going to be talking about why is it that the agencies that are supposed to help Black people, or do help Black people, I should say, don't help Black people who are disabled. Now, we've reached out via Twitter and said that, you know, that there are obviously thousands, perhaps millions of disabled people in nursing homes who are Black and who need help. The idea that Inner Sight has given birth to is that the Black community could really do a lot for Black history and make history if they would help Black, disabled, and elderly people to get out of nursing homes. And not only that, but make a move to turn those nursing homes into accessible housing. And I think that that would be so commendable, you know, to start with Black people, and it would be so honorable to Martin Luther King and many, many other Black leaders that have fought for rights for many years. But to the example now, because we need to get these nursing homes turned into accessible housing. And the agencies aren't doing anything about that. There's some programs, but these programs are guided by criteria. Most of the time doesn't work. Some people get out of the nursing home, but the nursing homes are still there. But what good is that? Person gets out. Here's another statistic that you won't be able to find. For every person that gets out of a nursing home, how many people go in? See, all these statistics that are kept from the public and not made public should be. See, if we had this information, it would be a lot easier to change and modify the system. But I believe that Black people and the Black leaders and the community have a great opportunity here. And if you want to get down to it, the white community hasn't done a damn thing to get rid of these nursing homes. Here's a chance for the Black community to make a move forward and do something about it and make history. I mean, can you imagine the Black community going down in history to emptying out the nursing homes and then taking a stand that they believe that the nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing. That would be monumental. It would be all over the news. And we urge the black people and agencies to join with us and do something about it. Because there's a great, great need, and there's a great, when I spoke with a friend of ours, Tracy Garner, who's a best-selling author, she confirmed that there are many, many, you know, millions, thousands, millions of black people in nursing homes. In fact, I believe that they're the biggest number minority in the nursing homes. So there you have it. And when we come back, we'll tell you more how we believe and how the agencies that help black people can benefit from it. All right, Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, you need dog food, cat food, medical for your animal, give Gary a call, 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute. If you're disabled and you have trouble picking the food up, Gary, no. And by the way, you can catch him on Facebook. Nobody Starved on Long Island on the Facebook. So again, that number, 631-484-3085. Nobody Starved on Long Island. Hey, we're brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, South Jersey. I want to thank her for all her help. And I want to thank her for saving all those little bears. The Akita. Great, great dog. And my dog proves that to me every day. Every day. You know, letting me know sidewalks that are clear, letting me know sidewalks that are snowbound. We've had that in the last week or so. We had to negotiate all that stuff as a guide dog. So Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. And if you call over there, say hello to Joanne Diamond from Inner Sight, 609-388-7004. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Von Quindo, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, who we had the honor of having on our television show, such a beautiful, beautiful child. And his dad, who kept him out of the institution. And a child who was severely disabled, too. There's a shining example of how it can be done, how people do not have to put their loved ones in an institution. And he struggled with the courts and won the case and all that. So we honor all those who have passed, including Ollie Campbell. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. All right, we're brought to you by Able News. Able is the paper on and about the disabled for, 30 years, just about? Able News, Angela Melanie, the editor-in-chief. They got a calendar of events. They got a personal column, stories written about the disabled. And if you need any equipment, or sometimes you can find an accessible van for sale in there. So check out Able News Online. You get a free subscription. Able News and Inner Sight. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number. We don't have phones tonight. We're going to try to get some equipment next week and remedy that. So we'll be able to have the phones all the time. But the Inner Sight number, if you want to comment on tonight's show, 631-224-3090. You can call and leave a comment. All right, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help. And if you need that number, it's 631-880-7929. Advocacy, questions about Social Security, and legislation. Tomorrow, I believe they have a some kind of a workshop on depression. Tomorrow at 11. So you can go to the website and get the details on that. Suffolk Independent Living Organization, Joe Delgado, the boss man over there. Thank you, Joe. Again, 631-880-7929. All right, Inner Sight. And tonight, our co-host in the hospital, we wish her well. And we don't have the phones open, so you'll have to bear with yours truly. All right. Talking tonight about how, in honor of Black History Month, how the agencies that are helping Black people should do a lot more for those who are Black and disabled. Now, we've seen examples of how the agencies in many, many ways have failed the disabled. All right? I'm going to give you some examples. There's no enforcement of the ADA. I'm living through that. I'm living proof of that right now, having been discriminated against with my guide dog on the excessive ride. Been going on for 6 years. No enforcement, ADA. You get put into a nursing home. You lose your money. You can lose your home, your apartment. And many people even lose their family who are put into nursing homes. So the agencies have failed us in that way, too. There are programs set up, but those programs need to be modified drastically. The criteria is horrible. The only criteria should be that a person is disabled or elderly, and they need the help. All right. And also, the system has failed us in not protecting people who are denied service dogs. Now the agencies that help Black people, I don't know of one that has ever stood up and made a statement about that there should be a law to protect people who are denied the safety of a guide dog or a service dog. And that's the kind of thing we need. We need people to speak out, people to do something about it. We need people to fund our school. We have a nonprofit, and we started out as a guide dog school, and then we became an advocate group, but we're still a guide dog school on paper, registered with the state. So we need people to come forward. And even if we have to start out with helping black people. That's fine with me. We can always expand on that later on. But there should be protection if a person is denied the safety of a service dog or a guide dog. There should be laws. Agencies raise a lot of money. Go to change.org, sign our petition, and you'll find a petition over there in the nursing homes too. Change.org. Inner Sight Info. All right. Inner Sight Info is the website. So the idea that we want to get across tonight is how the black community can not only honor History Month, but make history in that they would be the first group to reach out to people in nursing homes and get them out, get them an accessible apartment, you know, raise the money. It's a good excuse to fundraise. Raise the money, maybe even put on a telethon, and begin to get people out. And then, you know, come together with other agencies, and you know, you can count on ours. It goes without saying. Come together with other agencies and say, hey, look, not only are we going to get getting these people out, but we want to make it so they never go back in, or so no one has to go to a nursing home. Therefore, we declare and we urge and demand, we demand, in the spirit of Martin Luther King, we demand that the Congress rid of these nursing homes, turn them into something that everybody can benefit from, accessible housing. Now, for each person that the black community liberates, you can send out a news release. Tell their story. Say why you're doing this. You see, we're trying to do it, but we don't have the money. But there are many, many agencies that service black people that do have the money. And we want to honor Black History Month by presenting this idea and hope that somebody out there will pick it up and run with it. We tweeted it. We're going to be tweeting it again. All month we're going to be putting out tweets on this in honor of Black History Month. So there you have the idea. You know, the thing is, will somebody pick up on it and do something about it? Run with it. You know, urge your politicians and tell them that unless you turn these nursing homes into accessible housing or do something about that to help all these people, we're not going to vote for you. That's one of the things that could help. The other thing is, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, what about a telethon? You have many, many black celebrities. Oprah, Stevie Wonder, to mention a couple of big ones. Who's that other guy, the comedian? I can't think of his name. But there's many, many of them. There's many rappers. I don't listen to rap, but I know, you know, once in a while I do, you know, but I don't know the names of these, a lot of these guys, but many untold celebrities and actors and all that who could be part of a telethon and the money going to get accessible apartments for people who are trapped in nursing homes. Now, along with this, there should be a lobby in Washington, okay? A lobby in Washington that disabled people's disability money cannot be taken from them because they're receiving help. All right? I mean, it can, you know, still be under Section 8 and all that, but that has to be modified. Because the minute you get some help when you're disabled, right away the system is looking to take away what little you have. That money, that benefit should be there for as long as the person is disabled. So there's a lot of work here that has to be done, but it can be done if it's handled in the right way. I mean, there's lobbies in Washington all the time. So get the people out. Get the lobby going. The idea of a telethon, and years ago, when I helped put together a concert with Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles, I was working for a group who got jobs for blind people. And as you know, Ray was blind, Stevie's blind. And I got them together for the first time to perform on the same stage. Well, needless to say, the Philharmonic Hall was sold out and the show was a big hit. And we had all kinds of celebrities pitching in and donating their time. Some donated money. Got a beautiful letter from Bob Hope, Sammy Davis Jr., apologizing that they couldn't MC. They had prior commitments. But the reason I'm telling you this story, Ron Delsner, by the way, was the producer of that show. You know, Ronnie is the greatest, in my mind, of producers, of celebrities that ever lived. But the reason I'm telling you about this is because once we started to put this thing together, it spread like wildfire. Everybody wanted to be a part of it. And that's the kind of feeling, that's the kind of concept that you've got to have here. You know, start it. Get three or four or five agencies together, announce it to the press, start doing it. That's what needs to be done. If Inner Sight had the money, believe me, we would do it. And then you know what would happen? People would start flocking to us. They'd start saying, hey, I wanna be a part of that. You know, because it's a natural thing to want to help those who are at a disadvantage. So I know it worked once. I know it can work again if you get the right people. We had some beautiful people involved, including Cliff Love from ABC Community Affairs, Geraldo Rivera at the time, and many, many others. Lena Horne, the great Lena Horne, who was very gracious. Stevens, I believe, sent in a donation. The list was endless of celebrities who wanted to help. So let's do it again. You got to start with someone who's going to say, "Oh, I'll do it. I'll perform. Put me on the list." You know, some a black performer. Remember, we're going to do this to honor and create black history. This would be a great, great legacy for the black community that they liberated the nursing homes. I mean, how can you be more honorable? You know, we have people who one person reached out to us. If you heard the show last night, you heard us talk about it. Who she has a friend. And she's doing everything she can to keep that friend out of the nursing home. Now, how many people like that are there in this country who are doing that, who need help? All right? No, many of them may not be black. So you see, you start one way, but then you go beyond. And that's the concept. That's the idea. Inner Sight, and sorry we don't have the phones open tonight, but if you want to comment on the show, dial us up at 631-224-3090. And we're talking tonight about Black History Month. And I want to bring up a item that I heard on the news last week. And I had no idea that Martin Luther King Jr. wanted women to get an income of $800. I think it was $800 and change. That's not a lot of money, by the way. But the thing that bothered me was, and this should be remedied immediately, the thing that bothered me about that was many of those women are disabled. So they're not going to get that benefit because they already get a check. See, that's what I'm talking about. What's wrong with letting them keep their disability plus get the $800 that Martin wanted the women to have? See, that's where you need a lobby. And that's another thing that the black community could make history with. Push for that. Because the disabled person has earned that disability by the very fact that we have to struggle through and fight for our equality when it should be there, it should have been put there by the government, proves that we are worthy of our very small disability check. Benefits, whatever you want to call it. And black women should not be exempt from getting that $800+. I heard they're going to start it in Martin's hometown and try to expand it. So you see, that in fact, that's where I got the idea for this. To start with black people in the nursing homes with the agencies that's supposed to help the blacks and get them out and start it. What a legacy. I mean, the black community would go down in history as liberating the nursing homes. Wow. I mean, that would be fantastic. What a feather, so to speak. You know, I would love to see this happen. I would love somebody to step up and say, "Hey, that's a great idea. You know, let's get together and see if we can start it. You know, raise money, get an accessible apartment. You got to do the lobby too, because the ADA needs to be enforced. There's no good enforcement on the ADA, so that has to be part of it too. You got to amend the ADA under enforcement. All right, Inner Sight and our co-host in the hospital, hoping she's doing all right. Haven't talked to her, but if you're listening, I want to thank you for getting the show up. Greatly appreciate that. That shows serious dedication. So we're grateful for that. Inner Sight, if you want to comment on tonight's show, 631-24-3090 on the Inner Sight line. We'll retrieve it and we'll, even though tomorrow night at the Funnies, we'll play it. We'll paraphrase it tomorrow night. And by the way, this show is on every weeknight, 8 to 9, live on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to go down the week of Inner Sight. Let's see. Monday night is, we call the show, call the program Mad or Glad Monday. You can call in and when we have the phones open, of course. Anything you're mad about or glad about, Monday night. Tuesday night, you can pick your own subject here on Inner Sight from 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. Open Mic is the title of the program. That's Tuesday. Wednesday is our nursing home. Nursing homes kill people, turn them into accessible housing. And we talk about all kinds of experiences and people who we've helped to get out. And I'll go over that in a minute, because I think it's very important that we've extended ourselves. Thursday night, a subject, different subject, like tonight, talking about black history and how black people can make history, literally make history, by banding together and getting black people out of nursing homes into accessible apartments. And then, of course, voicing their opinion of how nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing. Now, that would help all people. Friday night is the Funnies. Tomorrow night, we're supposed to be on the air, and we had a lot of fun, and we're going to... Tomorrow night... Oh, Laura and Hardy are going to be the doctors tomorrow night. Yeah, I got this idea from my co-host, by the way. I'll explain that. Laura and Hardy, doctors, tomorrow night. Jimmy Dennigan will be here. And we'll talk about his adventures with the principal, Mr. Kramer. A couple of things you didn't know about Jimmy. All right, let's see. At the schedule, we're on television. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, at 11 o'clock. And Thursday, Altice, that's Long Island, used to be Long Island Cable, now they call it Altice. 7:30, channel 20. 20, channel 20, 7:30, Thursday night. So give us a look at the television schedule. Yeah, so I was going to tell you about something, and I lost my place. Long as I didn't lose my head, I'm all right. But I want to talk a little bit about what we mentioned earlier, how we got a tweet from a woman who's trying to keep her friend out of the nursing home. What we'd like to see is the government take a survey of how many people have taken it upon themselves to try and keep someone out of a nursing home, be it a relative or a friend or whatever. The government should survey that information. There should be statistics on it, you see. And then get these monies that are going into these programs and divert them to helping these people to stay out. And the only criteria should be that this person wants to stay out of a nursing home. And if, you know, they're disabled or elderly. So there you have an idea of inner sight. And to get back to our subject, Black History Month and all the beautiful, beautiful things that Black people have done. My greatest friend in the world, Ira Tucker Jr. Well, I knew the whole family. I knew his dad, his mom. I know his sister, the kids, you know, for many, many years. But Ira Tucker Jr., a great, great human being and a brother that I love dearly. So there you have, for me, the reason why, one of the reasons why I thought of this idea for the Black community to reach out to people in nursing homes and become the group to liberate. Because I tell you, nobody else has done it. There have been demonstrations, there have been all kinds of appeals, there have been demonstrations for more money. The nursing homes are still there. There's only one way to keep people out of nursing homes. Don't have them. Get rid of them. Turn them into accessible housing. A simple deduction. They're not there, you can't go to them. And that's what Inner Sight wants to see. And as far as I know, we are the only show or organization that is advocating for that. That's why we urge other agencies to join with us. Need an excuse to raise money? There it is. Get people out of nursing home. Put them in an accessible place. And we have found that a good way to get people out is to have them call this show. We've gotten, what, two or three people out that way. The nursing homes don't want people to go public, especially on a show like this with over 100,000 listens. So what happens is the person calls here, the nursing home gets wind of it. Next thing you know, they don't want them there. Well, use the show to get people out, you know. there's a great hook for the black community. Work it that way. Contact black people, their families, their loved ones, their friends, and say, hey, call in a site, and we're going to help you get an accessible apartment, and we're going to put it over the air. Now, if people start doing that, maybe some of the other radio shows will do that. Every apartment should be by law. Every eligible apartment, available apartment, should be by law accessible. That's why you need a lobby. That should be part of the Americans with Disability Act. Can have an equal chance at an apartment. You know, when you're disabled, you can't just look for an apartment. You got to look for an accessible apartment. And all of them should be accessible. So there's where the lobby part comes in, to amend the ADA. And for that, you need a congressman, a couple of congressmen. Now, if they see this thing coming together and all these people are involved and now you're planning a telethon, believe me, they're going to jump on the bandwagon, just like what happened in 1972 with Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles. The whole community came forward. And you know what? Most of those people who helped us, they were black. Yeah. Black is beautiful, man. Let me tell you. And when I say that, I'm talking from experience. So come on, guys. Do it again for the nursing homes. Let's show the world that we don't need nursing homes for our people. That a person deserves to be in their own home, the safety. Look at all the people that died over the last crooked governor's reign in the nursing home from this stupid, ridiculous virus. How many of those people would have lived had they been in their own home? Somebody figure out the number on that. I'm not a computer person, so a lot of this stuff may be out there. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing, I'll find out. So in honor of Black History Month, urge every agency to come forward and join together and become the first minority group to help black people in nursing homes. And then as time goes on, expand it to everyone. Take a stand. We need housing. And if it's accessible housing, it's for everybody. So there you have it. Do it in honor of Martin or whoever you feel close to, or you know, you want to honor. And let's plan a telethon. That may take a couple of years in the making. But we can do it. Some camera people to help. I've been doing my show for many, many years. We need the people to step up, especially the people with the money and the people with the influence, and start liberating all these people who don't deserve, people who worked all their lives, people who pay taxes. They don't deserve to be treated like this. in these nursing homes. The nursing homes fool you. Because if they cared about these, the people that are neglected in there, they would make an immediate move to have the home health aides come in and help them. I don't give a damn about insurance. I don't give a damn about all that stuff. All that stuff should be waived. We're talking about people's lives here. So there's no excuse. All that rhetoric and red tape put into a big bonfire and burned and helped the people. That's the most important thing. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. I want to give out our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. InnerSight.info is the website. If you want to help keep the show on the air, we have a PayPal. InnerSight.info. And our email, InnerSight@pmpmail.com. No attachments on that. So this is our way of honoring Black History Month, by submitting an idea that would change the course of history, an idea that Black people could take credit for. See, we're not on ego trips here. We're on people trips. So let's go, guys. Get together. And we're going to be sending out more tweets. We're going to be inviting people who want to come forward, who want to talk about this. Anybody, any directors of agencies, bring it to your board. See what they think. If need be, modify your mission statement. Do whatever has to be done. It's a great way to fundraise, you know, to help people in the nursing homes. And then eventually we can get the government to divert some of those funds that are in these programs, because all those programs are doing is getting a person out, but they're not making sure that you never go in. See? What good is that? That money's being wasted. Person out. Get them into an accessible dwelling and make sure that they'll never go into a nursing home, because there won't be a nursing home there. That's the way to do it. And, of course, make sure that the person has all the help they need in their own home. And you'll save money. $196 billion spent in the last count on these nursing homes. If they gave Inner Sight one shot with a fraction of that money, within 5 years, I predict there wouldn't be any more nursing homes. So we appeal tonight to the Black leaders, Black community, people who loved Martin Luther King. I never met Martin, but I knew his lieutenant, Wyatt T. Walker, a beautiful, beautiful guy, and was gracious to me when I went up to his office in Harlem And that was a couple of years before I brought Stevie and Ray together at Philharmonic Hall. So that's as close as I got to Martin. I don't know if Reverend Walker is still with us. I don't think he is. But he's one of the people that I would appeal to start this. His predecessor, his lieutenant, his assistants. Anyone out there listening, or anyone who knows anyone, help us get the word out. We need to start this liberation of these nursing homes. The money is there. All you got to do is divert it. Make sure it's spent in the right way. The government's already spending money to get people out of nursing homes. Only half the job. So how many people get out? How many people go in? And how many that get out wind up back in? So you see, our idea is unique because it stops the oppression, the abuse. It gives the person a much better chance that they're not going to be abused or hurt in their own home. Well, you heard it right here on Inner Sight. And I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to wish Suzanne a speedy recovery. And we stand ready. Let's do another concert. Liberate nursing homes. I'll help. I don't know how many of the people that helped us in 72 are still around, but some of them are. Maybe we can get Ronnie Delsner out of retirement for one night. That'd be fantastic. Inner Sight with a dream come true. Liberate the nursing home. Let the black community be the liberators. Of all blacks in the nursing home. And extend that liberation to all in the nursing homes. Turn them into accessible housing. Put a lobby in Washington that every available apartment must be made accessible immediately. It's an emergency because people need places to live. See? The two go hand in hand. The whole thing goes hand in hand. And after you do that, it's endless what can be done. And Inner Sight will be right there with you if you want us. I know I can get Ira Tucker Jr. to help. And probably get his sister, Linda, and some of the other entertainers who are still with us. Reach out. Let's put it together. Let's do it, world. Thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Again, our phone number is 631-224-3090, and I want to thank everybody for listening. We honor Black History Month, and this idea would be monumental to the black community in creating history. Would go down in history. Thank you very much. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight. And Suzanne, hurry up. Get out of that hospital. You don't belong there. Inner sight. Inner sight.